This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From Mabadu, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu aminu. Allah said, O you who believe, believe. Now think about this. It sounds like a strange thing. O you who believe, believe. We already believe. What is there to believe? Like this shows that Iman is something which cannot just be taken for granted. That we said, La ilaha illallah. Or in the case of most of us who are born Muslims, we did not even actually say, La ilaha illallah. We don't have to say. Alhamdulillah, if you're born a Muslim, you're a Muslim. But I'm just saying to differentiate, people who convert, they actually say the kalima, they do it in front of witnesses and so on. But people like us, or at least like me, who are born Muslims, we never actually formally take shahada. As I said, we don't have to, but just to differentiate. So we believe, okay, I'm Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because my parents are Muslim, grandparents Muslim, family, everybody is Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this is not sufficient. O you who believe, believe. Meaning that Iman must be learnt just like, for example, we learn Salah. Just by saying that I want to pray or I'm ready to pray or I believe I should pray, it's not enough. If I really believe that I should pray and I want to pray, then I have to learn. How do I pray? How do I prepare for prayer? What are the ahkam of tahara? What are the principles of purification? Purification of the body, purification of clothes, purification of the place of prayer, also internal purification of the heart, and so on. Second thing is, I also need to know what is it that spoils my salah. Because if I'm purifying myself and so on, I need to know what is it that will cause or is likely to cause problems for this salah. What are the things that negate my salah? What will break my salah? What are the things that beautify my salah, make it better? What are the things which do the opposite? So just like that, we have to also learn what is Iman in terms of the essence of it. When I say I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, what exactly does it mean? How does it change me? What does it do to me? What changes can I feel in my own heart? What are the changes that characteristics that others can expect to see in me because I am Muslim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, enter into Islam completely and totally and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. See this beautiful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say do not follow shaitan. Allah said do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. What does it mean? This means that shaitan is not there. Only his footsteps are there. So who has the responsibility? If we do follow those footsteps, then the responsibility lies with us. This is the reason why on the Day of Judgment, Shaitan will say, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah, Shaitan will say, don't blame me, blame yourself. Don't send lanat on me, send lanat on yourself, curse yourself. Because you chose to obey me. I didn't force you. I only invited you. I only tempted you. You fell into the temptation. You chose to accept my invitation. And even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders were clear. The Rasul alayhi salam, he had explained to you what is right, what is wrong, but you chose to follow me, and of course, this is where I lead you. So, believing in Islam and entering Islam completely is essential in terms of being a Muslim. As we all know, to accept Islam when we say somebody enters or took shahada, it's not just a matter of saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. It's a question of three steps. Iqra, it is tasdeeq bil qalb, which is belief in the heart. Iqrar bil lisan, which is to speak it out with your tongue. and it is amal bil arkan. It is to act upon this iman, to act, to live our lives according to la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So tasdeeq bil qalb, it begins with believing this in our hearts, that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. No one other than Allah and no one with Allah. Both of these are essential to our iman. That we don't worship anyone other than Allah and we do not join anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you worship somebody other than Allah or you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is kufr, denial, kufr. And if we join others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as partners, then this is shirk. Both of these lead to the hellfire. So, iman, this is the first fundamental part. When we believe, this in our core, we should believe this. Iqrar, tasdeeq bil qalb. We make tasdeeq, we confirm this, we reaffirm this, we reiterate this, we declare this in our hearts completely. And then, iqrar bil lisan, to say this with our tongues, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadur rasulullah, that I accept, that I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the last and final messenger after whom there is no other messenger. This is the iqrar bil lisan. And the third thing, which is where the ayah of udkhulu fi silmi kaffa comes in, is to live amal bil arkan, which means that all my actions by my jawarih, by my hands and feet and my tongue and my eyes and my ears and everything else must be in accordance with la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. When I am declaring la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, I am saying in effect that henceforth my life will be subject to the hukum of Allah, the orders of Allah, as implemented by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The orders of Allah as implemented, as practiced, as demonstrated by his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the meaning of the kalima. The tragedy today is that we Muslims don't seem to understand the meaning of this kalima. The Quraysh, who were the enemies of Rasulullah, who wanted to, who tried their best to kill him, who tried their best to destroy Islam once and forever, they understood the kalima. The biggest reason for the opposition to Rasulullah in Makkah by certain leaders of the Quraysh, which included Abu Jahl and Abu Sufyan, was because they understood the kalima. They understood that when we accept this, we are making ourselves subservient to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we are saying that we will obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely and totally, and we will follow him and we will emulate him, and that is something that we will not do. Abu Sufyan was asked by Abu Talib, he said, why are you giving my nephew such a hard time? All he wants is one word from you. Abu Sufyan said, if he wanted one word, we would give him 100 words. It is not the word. The question is, which word does he want? The issue is not one word. The issue is the word that he wants. And the word that he wants is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he said, that is where we have a problem. Because when we give him that word, it means that we are declaring that we will live our lives according to the religion that he brought. And that's what we don't want to do. Of course, Abu Sufyan later on radiallahu anhu became Muslim, but Abu Jahl died on this. The tragedy is that they understood and we don't understand. That's the reason why we need to change ourselves.